He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Thursday, May 21st, and the Texans officially finished their first week of OTAs. OTAs is really a place where rookies and players like fullback Boomer Grigsby can shine. It's a chance where they earn their spots on the team. Now, Grigsby spent some time in Kansas City, and then he was with Miami for 1 year, actually not even a year, really one game. He earned a starting spot for the first game against the Jets, and then was cut after that game. So he was floating around a little bit during free agency, and the Texans picked him up. Now, the Texans like that he's a special teams guy, he's not afraid to take a hit. He's also quite a character, and we'll let you hear that for yourself. Here's Boomer Grigsby.
Drafted in 05 by Dick Vermeil, you know, a legendary coach. Played for years, thought I was the future at Mike linebacker. He retired. Unfortunately, Herm Edwards came in, brought a new system, a couple new guys. You know, I kind of stayed as a backup, and then during that second season, our fullback got injured, and I got an opportunity to start working on Friday with the fullback just in case a fourth and one down, in case a fourth and one situation occurred, just as a kind of an emergency, even though I was still playing linebacker. And after the season that year, Herm Edwards came to me and asked me to switch the offensive side of the ball, you know, being a third-year guy in the third year of his contract, a new head coach. You know, I really didn't think I had a lot of power in that decision. I was just trying to do whatever I could to survive and stay on the team. And, you know, luckily, fortunately for me, I switched and it worked out. You know, I ended up playing pretty well and took on to it pretty good and then ended up starting the end of my career just a couple games in Kansas City. And then, you know, contract was up and left and went to Miami. And that was a whole nother roller coaster ride. You know, got to be a part of another new regime under Bill Parcells and Coach Pirano. And, you know, thought I had arrived. 4 years in the National Football League, two teams switching positions at the professional level, beating out a good fullback, you know, making the 53-man roster, starting week one, and then right when I was sitting down in the chair, got pulled out from underneath me. But, you know, that's the business. Like I said, it's been a roller coaster. The highs have been high and the lows have been lows. There hasn't been a lot of moderation, but, you know, that's the National Football League.
As for his role on the team, well, that's up to head coach Gary Kubiak. And this is what Kubiak had to say about where he sees Grigsby fitting in.
Boomer? What about Boomer?
That's what we're trying to find out.
Well, you know what? We were looking in the draft. We had our eye on a couple of fullbacks because, you know, Vonta played all year by himself and did a heck of a job. And we don't even have another one on our roster. So we started looking in the draft. A couple of guys we were looking at got drafted late in the draft. So we were looking for a replacement. We had a workout. He worked out very well. He was a good special teams player at Miami. Miami kind of got away from a two-back offense, so made him expendable. So we feel very fortunate to have him.
Quite a character.
Yeah, he is. I'm maybe y'all know some things I don't, but no, he's a fine young man. I had a chance to spend some good time with him when he came in. So, but we can offer him a good opportunity to help our football team.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time.